Hello and welcome to the Jesus Tribe podcast. It's exciting to have you here. We're currently on a series titled Is Anyone Up There? Where we answer questions regarding the existence of God. Is there a God? Does he exist? If he does, how does this affect me as a human being? Join us on this amazing journey as we search and try to make a case for and against the existence of God. Hi, Tribe members. Welcome to another episode of the Jesus Tribe podcast. It's good to have you guys here. Guys, guess who's back on the podcast with us today? Drum rolls.
Hi, everyone. It's so great to be back. Thank you for having me again.
Welcome back, love. Hi, Daniel.
Hey, hi, love.
Hi, Daniel.
Hi, good to have you back. Mm-hmm. I got a lot of requests that, oh, when is love coming back? I'm like, soon, I promise. So I'm sure a lot of our listeners will be happy to hear your voice again. So, yeah.
Very interesting.
How are you guys? How did your weeks go? Then I want to go first.
It's going well. It's going well, I guess. I mean, the week went really well. I started a new routine, by the way. I wake up a lot earlier now.
What routine is that?
I wake up at 7 a.m. now, as opposed to 12 or 11. So it's been different, but it's been productive. So I've been liking it. I've been liking it, actually.
Oh, that's interesting. Has it been working? Like, are you more productive?
Oh yes. I think waking up earlier has helped. It's weird to start 10 p.m., 11, but it's been good. It's been good so far.
That's interesting. Love, how did your week go?
Wow. It's like my week was long. Very You know, this week I woke up tired every morning because I'm having such long hours at work. Like, wow, it had been a week.
A week. I hope your boss also subscribes and listens to the podcast.
Well, that would be interesting.
All right, guys.
How about you? How's your week?
Me? I think my week was very similar to Love's week. I mean, in the initial, like early in the week, I was still saying, oh, you know, work was calm. You know, I was wrapping up at 6 and feeling fly. And
yes, I remember Faith was saying that, like, oh, I'm having such a chill week.
Until the middle of the week, and I didn't even know what hit me. But we're alive, right? Grateful to have a job. Yeah. Anyways, what we spoke about last week. So last week we looked at evil and suffering in the world, and how most times in the search, or in your search to finding whether or not God truly exists, you would at some point ask yourself, if you know, why is there so much evil in the world? Why is there so much suffering in the world? If there is a God that exists and claims to be good, right? So it's something that is expected of many people to ask, especially with the kind of year we had last year, you know, with so many deaths and sicknesses and all of that, and people losing their jobs, just a lot of, you know, hardship. Many people would have had the question on their mind. And so we tried to, not try, I think we did a good job at, you know, explaining how that, you know, you probably are, you know, looking at it from the wrong angle and the right questions to ask. And yeah, I think it's something you should catch up on and listen to. A very enlightening podcast episode. Moving straight ahead into today's topic, we're looking at evil done in the name of religion. So it sounds a little similar to what we had last week, but it's quite different. All right, and I think, Daniel, this is where you come in to give a very brief introduction of what it's about.
Sure. And I think it's important we take note of both last week's topic and this week's topic as well. we're discussing the problem of evil, and just like last week, it's a very sensitive issue, because what is at stake here is people that have been, let's say they've lost their lives, they've lost property, they've lost family, they've gone through, or we're talking about instances where people have gone through grave injustice, and it's a very sensitive issue. And so, just like last week, one of the objections a person may bring up to disprove God is to say, I think at the end of the day, religion is more, has done more good than harm. Sorry, has done more harm rather than good. That if you look at history and you see all the evil done in the name of religion, that if there was no religion, the world would have been a more peaceful place, people would have gotten along together, and that ultimately religion is only a source of division and violence. And that's what the claim seems to be. I know I've had conversations with some of my friends that have held this standpoint, that at the end of the day, they really don't think religion should be retained because it's only been the source of so much evil in the world. And there are many areas we can look at to show how this is not exactly a fair claim, which we're going to do in the course of the podcast. But I think even first of all, the claim fails to realize that a lot of good has actually been done in the name of religion. You look at even modern medicine, you look at the development of many societies, you can't take the place of religion from seeing how these societies were developed. But again, that's a conversation for another day. But I think by way of introduction, that is just what the claim seems to make, that because there has been a lot of religious violence done in the name of religious difference, we're better off without religion and we're better off without God.
Right. Thank you, Daniel. That was a very stellar introduction. So I think before we go ahead, like we said in our post on Tuesday, it would be a very good thing to state that it's a very emotional topic for some people, right? And it's not the easiest of paths to tread, right? Because of the emotional aspect. But like we always advocate on all of our podcasts and in everything that we do, objectivity is really key. And I think to help, we've kind of broken down into two paths that we could present this, right? And then the first being the abuse of a thing does not rid it of its intended value. Lord, do you want to expound on that a bit?
Yes. And I think that's a very profound statement, right? So the way that people, and then what it simply says is that the way that individuals have used or interpreted or basically represented something in their lives does not necessarily speak to the value or the intention of that thing, right? Or of that belief or whatever it is. Now, if in the case of religion, and this is even a very good time to go back to the conversations we had around truth in the theme of 6 or 9. Mm-hmm. And then we had said very clearly that truth is objective, right? Yeah. And this is not circumstantial. Yeah. So there is a single truth, and then there might be individuals that, because of other inherent values or beliefs that they have, may take a truth and twist it and misrepresent that truth, right? Yeah. So that does not change the validity of that truth, but it only just says that that truth has, like, truth can be misrepresented, right? Yeah. So that's one thing that's very important as a starting point for us, right? So when we think about the subject of evil done in the name of religion, then it's important to see that, you know. And if we say, like, what indeed is religion, and very simply we could just think of religion as basically a belief system, right, that is founded on the existence of a god, right, or a god, let's say a supernatural being. And so if we're going to think about, you know, evil that is done in the name of religion, the one important question in my view is, what have these people believed about God, right? Mm-hmm. So it's one thing to say that I have faith, I believe in this specific religion, but it's also another thing to understand, like, what does this person believe that this religion requires of them, right? Yeah. And so,
yeah.
So the way that a person or a group of individuals represent a certain faith does not necessarily mean that that is the center of that faith, right? So the truth of the faith is one thing, but the way that people represent it is another. So that we see some evils that are done in the name of the Christian faith, the whatever belief systems they are, does not necessarily mean that those things are in themselves bad. Now, if we look at something, let's take a secular example, right, with nationalism. Now, we know that, you know, nationalism is like, you know, pride in your country, just basically being that model citizen. And for some people, what that means is that when they're done drinking a bottle of water, then they drop it in the right, you know, trash can where it can be recycled, right? Mm-hmm. But for some people, they have taken that same nationalism, and because of that, they have taken it upon themselves to either, like, you know, abuse or exclude people that don't, that are not indigenous of their country that might live there, or they, you know, just on themselves to just behave in ways that are, that
even kill.
Exactly, right? I was even trying to go that far. But we have but so we have seen people that in the name of nationalism have gone, you know, have just done things that are unthinkable for But then that does not mean that nationalism is inherently bad. So we cannot then say that people should not have pride in their nations, should not be, you know, like, should not have that feeling, that connection to your nation. I think that that's one of the things that they had said in civic education, if I remember very correctly. Pride in one's nation, blah, blah, blah. But so it's one thing for there to be a truth that you claim to be. But then it's another thing for you to represent that truth in the way that it is intended to be lived out, right? Mm-hmm. So I think, and I really think that's a very, that's a base for this conversation that we're having, right? So it's important for us that when, like, and if we go back to the initial statement, that the abuse of a thing does not rid it of its intended value. So we cannot then say that because there have been negative connotations that have come out of something, there's an inherently that thing is in itself bad, right? So we cannot then say that we will cancel nationalism, we will cancel religion because it has been misrepresented.
Yes. And Lord, you've spoken so beautifully. And then one thing that came to mind when you were speaking was how in 6 or 9 we spoke about, you know, how ignorance is not really an excuse. And so, you know, how I think we said something about how the fact that I don't know something but I still claim, like, ignorance is not a factor or something that affects the authenticity of truth,
right?
So the fact that I would say that, oh, I'm doing this, I'm genuinely, you know, doing it from my, in my heart of hearts, I actually believe that I'm right, but I'm actually wrong. And it doesn't, that I believe I'm right doesn't change the fact that it's wrong, because truth is truth and it's objective. And whether or not, so it's less for me to align to what truth says and not for me to bend truth to believe or to fit what I believe and all of that. Thank you so much.
And I think just on that, like, it reminds me of something that someone recently said, that is important for your passions to be intelligent, right? So you cannot afford to be passionate about something and not be intelligent about what that should mean, right? And say that because I'm passionate about this nation, then I'll go about, you know, harming everyone that is not an indigenous of this country. Right, like, it is exactly, like, it's very important that you are intelligent about your passion. And but because, like, the reality is that there are some people, like, that's not it with many people, right? So the reality is that there are so many people that have missed that, like Faith said, have ignorantly gone about, like, have ignorantly picked up a belief, claimed to run with that, have just, like, misinterpreted, misrepresented those things, and have in fact led to very dire circumstances for other people. So I think, you know, stepping out of that box of ignorance is such an important point that Faith had raised.
Thank you, love. Daniel, moving right on to you, we're going to start, and we're going to talk about the second, you know, way of presenting this truth. And then it simply says that history has shown that there are way more non-religious wars and obviously casualties than those done in the name of religion. So can you give us a little history, you know?
Yeah.
first,
yeah, you can give.
I really am from the first. It's honestly, it captures the idea.
No, you can go ahead.
Sorry. Okay. Yes. I really feel it captures it well. And the second one is just a supporting point, to be fair. Because if you can just realize that every claim needs to be examined in its own merits and not necessarily by the actions of the people who claim to hold that claim, it should already tell you that because someone does something in the name of some, does it mean that what they stand for actually supports or validates their actions? The second one just goes to say that if we want to disregard the logic of the first point, right? If we want to say, right, I don't care what you said, if you choose to act in the name of religion and you do something wrong, then you are representing your religion and your religion should be invalidated. Going by that same logic, history itself contradicts you, because at the end of the day, they are way more worth. It's literally just at the thing, I mean, just research how many people died through Stalin in Russia, how many people died in the Holocaust, right? And these were non-religious motivated wars. Several millions were killed. People died of starvation. People died because of the ruthlessness of this, of these leaders. And so what you would start to see is that if your argument is, oh, because people have killed so many in the name of religion, therefore we should abolish religion. But more people have been killed in the name of non-religion. So the problem at the end of the day is not, is it religion or not? What we see is, at the core of man or woman, right, is there have been expressions of evil all through history. Some have been religiously motivated, some haven't. So it's at the end of the day, the core of it would not be what motivated those expressions of evil. We would need to acknowledge and ultimately deal with the problem of evil. I think that's where both last week's conversation and this week's conversation point to, that there is a problem of evil in us. There's a problem of evil that we need to address. And once we get to that foundation, you now start to see that it becomes a very weak argument against God. Because just like we said, ironically, I believe it was when Love was here last time that we talked about the fact that if there isn't an external point of reference, then a lot of things just fall away. So if there is no external standard of morality, then there can't be anything such as objective good or evil. At best, it's evil to you. It's not truly evil. Hitler did wrong to you. Hitler was not an evil person. I don't know anyone who would agree with that statement. But the point is, the concept of good and evil, the concept of justice, it has no true meaning in a purely natural world, in a world that is made up of just atoms, and we are the product of just an evolutionary cycle of atoms and organisms and organs, and that's how we are today. If that is all there is to life, then there really is no such thing as objective evil, objective good, as justice. These are just things that society has constructed to help us live better. With that sense, then really, at best, you can just be irritated that why are some people breaking societal rules? But it's not objectively wrong. There really is no objective way to condemn if you don't allude to an external moral framework, which you can't have without a moral being or a moral regulator that regulates, oh, this is right and this is wrong. So ultimately, what you start to see is that this whole objection, whether it's evil done in the name of religion or evil and suffering in the world at large, the problem of evil, we are left with two options. And we talked about this in the article. The first is that you either have to admit that good and evil are real human objective moral concepts. It's not something we just made up to get along. They are actually real things, and that history has shown that humans tend to choose evil, whether it's because of religion or not. Humans tend to choose evil. So the problem is not religion, because other people have chosen evil without using religion as the excuse. So that's the first option. The second would be to say that, okay, if there isn't any God, then these things are simply social constructs. So at the end of the day, there really isn't any true meaning or any true worth to human life. There really isn't any true thing or any real meaning in evil or good. So those are the two things we're left with. So that's what I think people that make this claim as a reason to which there can be a God need to think carefully about. What exactly are you saying? Are you saying there isn't such a thing as evil? If you say no, then you must agree that there must be an external moral reference point. But if you say yes, then really, what is your complaint? Because if it's a simple naturalistic world, then nothing was wrong in the first place, including the evil done in the name of religion. I hope that makes sense.
Yes, yes, Daniel, it makes a whole lot of sense. Thank you. I mean, I would reckon that you would want to probably go back and re-listen to, you know, that part so that everything sinks in, because it's quite heavy. Yeah. It's a lot to take in at once. So, you know. But yeah, thank you, Daniel. You explained that really beautifully. And I think we would actually just end on that note, because we've said a lot. We've said a whole lot. As a form of summary, or to kind of, you know, do a quick summary, love basically just explained that the fact that a group of people or a sect of people, you know, claim that they're doing something in the name of a particular belief or construct doesn't really mean that that is what that belief system represents, because people could easily misrepresent a particular belief or truth. And Daniel, you were basically emphatic on the fact that we look at it from two different perspectives. There are so many other wars, and even a lot more wars that have broken out and killed more people that were done not in the name of religion than the wars that were done in the name of a religious cause, right? And then you also went on to state, you know, took it all the way back to morality. And for somehow, some way, most of our podcasts always end up at the doorstep of morality. Thank you so much, Daniel and Love. Those were really, really salient points. Love, you wanted to add one more thing, right?
Yes. And so I just wanted to say that the one thing that comes out very clearly from the conversation that we've had, you know, is that there is obviously a cause of evil that is independent of religion. Mm-hmm. You know, so as Daniel brought out clearly, that we have seen all through history, despicable acts that had absolutely no link to any religious belief, mm-hmm. right? So mm-hmm. it is obvious that we cannot say that indeed, you know, we cannot categorically say that religion is a or even the cause of evil, mm-hmm. because, you know, we have clearly seen in history outrageous acts of evil that were very separate from, you know, religion.
Thank you so much, guys. I think we'll end on this note. And thank you, our dear listener. If you listen up to this point, you are the real MVP.
Yeah.
See you on the next
episode. I think we have an announcement. Next week is Easter, right?
Woo!
So stay tuned. We're going to have a special podcast episode. You don't want to miss it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's right. That's right.
So we'll see you guys, next week. Bye.
Bye. Bye.
Thank you for listening to the Jesus Tribe podcast. We are an organization aimed at presenting the gospel of Christ in its simplicity to everyone everywhere. If this podcast has stirred up any questions, please feel free to mail us at tribejesus@gmail.com. Follow us on Instagram or Facebook @JesusTribe to stay up to date with our other activities and content. Till next time.